I'm Felicia Eady for South Carolina Public Radio. About 3,500 people in South Carolina have applied to the state's flood recovery program. They need assistance repairing or replacing their homes because of damage sustained during the October 2015 flood. But more than half of those residents will soon learn the program will run out of money before their names come up as next to be served.
Well, unfortunately, we've got 2 miles worth of disaster and a quarter mile worth of money.
Retired Army Colonel J.R. Sanderson is the director of the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, or SCDRO. The office did not exist before the flood. It was created by then-Governor Nikki Haley. Today, it oversees 3 grant programs that focus on rebuilding or repairing homes damaged in disasters. That quarter mile worth of money Colonel Sanderson was referring to is approximately $96 million from a grant administered through HUD. Sanderson and his team are trying to spread it across 22 flood-impacted counties. From the very beginning, they knew it would not be enough money. They decided the program would help the state's poorest victims first.
Those who will not be able to recover themselves.
At a recent board meeting, the office reported about 1,900 applicants fall into that category.
The best part of my job is signing an award letter that says we brought you into this program. We're guaranteeing you right now we're going to come and help you.
Leaving lower prioritized applicants to receive what's called a no service letter.
The worst part of my job is signing the opposite letter that says, unfortunately, I don't have enough funds here. Thank you for taking the time to come in to our program and apply for eligibility. But unfortunately, you have a neighbor out there somewhere who is less fortunate than you are and is in a different income and a different has different circumstances. And as a result of that, we're not going to be able to service you.
But Sanderson says there's still hope for those residents to get help to recover.
When I send that letter to a citizen, we're also notifying long-term recovery groups in all these counties and saying we're not going to service this citizen, so therefore if you have money available, will you be able to serve the citizen? So we're doing everything we can to pass as much of that data as we can legally.
11 long-term recovery groups were established in impacted flood areas. Lucy Woodhouse is president and CEO of Black River United Way, which is a part of the Winyah Bay Long-Term Recovery Group.
When we started, we had about 1,400 cases. About 680 of those cases have been closed for various reasons.
Leaving about 740 homes still in need of recovery. But Woodhouse doesn't expect that number to increase after SCDRO sends out its no service letters.
We already know who all those people are. Our case managers actually sent our folks to the SCDRO and tried to work with them. The numbers show us that with the federal disaster funds that are being handled by the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, that about 550 of those will be recovered.
That's because the Winyah Bay Long-Term Recovery Group covers Williamsburg and Georgetown counties. Data from SCDRO indicates these counties receive the most water damage and has the most vulnerable residents. The state's recovery program is designed to help them first. Despite not being able to help every flood-impacted resident, SCDRO's program is making substantial progress and accomplishing the goals that were outlined in its action plan. Colonel Sanderson.
Having 56 or 57 homes complete right now, having 48 in construction, those are good numbers. We're still working through a lot of systems. This is new, a new program, but we've got to get to a point to where we've got hundreds of people that were in construction column, and then we're trying to turn over, 20 homes a week. And when we get to that level, then I'll say we're okay.
The deadline to apply for this program is April 30th. Reporting in Columbia for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.